Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Okay, so what? You're a good-looking party boy. You're maybe known as a fuckboy. You're maybe known as the guy who can crush a beer can over your head. If you come home at 11 a.m., what do you got to say about that, Poodle?
That's life. That's just the way it is.
I seriously want to ask you.
I want to see all up in the big... What's that thing about rolling the sun up into a big ball?
This is a Poodle slash almost Olga Poodle Skaya move where Christian's just like, if I don't, is that what you tell your suitors, Poodle? If I don't come home, I don't come home. What do you tell them when that you tell them you're coming home on Monday night and then you don't show up until Wednesday morning?
I say your concept of time is flawed.
Wow. You go the mother poodle and actually.
I said I'd be back. No, here's the thing. I'm never specific. I'm never specific. Y'all, my thing is always leave yourself an out with some time. Like, I'm like, so why don't you come over around 8:30, 9-ish? Or I'll be over there around 8:30/9-ish. And so if I'm there by 9:30, it's fine. Maybe I'm there by 9:30 Tuesday, and it's a Sunday.
Y'all, I'm laughing, but you think he's being funny. This is all true.
Never allow yourself to be pinned down unless it's sexual.
Wow.
And then you can allow it, but flip them over. Flip them over and then put them in a headlock and then climb up on top of their shoulders. This is not a day, UK.
And then pee on them, Gino.
I gave Gino the golden shower.
Y'all, people are freak. If you're not following us on Instagram and TikTok, the comment section of our Jasmine Peen memes is one for the books.
Wow. Again, I'm not here to kink shame. I'm not here to shame anyone for anything they do. Mm-hmm. I think it was just the way it was delivered, like she said.
Like she baked cookies for
me. My grandmother sent me a birthday card. Yeah,
yes.
Something
just
like,
gonna make sure that Gino made sure to pay the health insurance.
Yeah, it was, but boy, God, what a gift they are. I don't think it helps anyone, by the way, to like, again, I'm not here to say I would let someone pee on me or I would pee on someone. I'm not here to shame it or to say I do it or to I'm just saying I don't know if it helps from anybody to say, oh, that's so disgusting. Why would TLC do that? Y'all, this network is not the arbiter of culture. And at the same time, you can go to YouTube or anything and find anything sexual. So get over yourselves.
Well, I also feel like they're not the arbiter of morality because for me, I'm pretty sex positive. So I would rather hear Gino and Jasmine talk about piss play than see like Angela yell and scream at Michael and like then get in a fight with a physical fight with him.
Yeah,
or see Bilal completely like gaslit, like in a toxic way. I'd rather see that than some of these. So to me, I think,
we're yucking the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We're yucking. That's a really good point.
Yeah. You're missing it, y'all. You're missing it.
You're missing the point. It's the same thing people were saying. Well, what about the children? What about the children? What if the children have to see this?
Your children should not be watching this show.
That's true. But I'm talking about what about the children at libraries? What if they have to see a book about something? Give them the Bible. They'll get a real eyeful.
Yeah.
That's how I learned about crazy shit.
Hey,
look how well I turned out.
First time I heard about butt sex was from the Bible.
What?
Sodomy. I didn't know what that was.
Okay. Was it explained to you?
Well, yeah. I didn't know what it was.
But how? No. How? What did you ask? What's sodomy?
Yes.
And they told you it's butt sex?
Yes.
Who told you these things?
I'm pretty sure it was my mother.
Wow.
So that's where I learned it from.
I learned it by watching you.
Learned it by watching you, Jesus. Not Jesus, but, you know, the Bible.
It might as well have been.
Anyway, we support all faith, but I'm just saying, y'all. No banning books. How do we get into this? Somebody pee on me. Where am I? Candy and Alejandro. This is not a day UK. Feelings can change overnight. I will say, we've mentioned this again, y'all, but it keeps, do not follow, if you don't want a spoiler alert, do not follow Katie on social media because she's made several,
she's spilling the tea.
And
it is strong.
It is strong. Strong tea.
Give me strong tea with quotables.
Some of you just screamed because you know what that means. Like four of you just went, oh my God!
That took me back. That's like 5 years ago.
It was? Yeah.
I don't know even where. I know quote and quotables. That was our quotes from Riverdale. And we don't do quote and quotables anymore. But,
that made me miss you a little bit. I'm sitting here talking to you in the fact.
But, oh, sweet. If you weren't riddled with COVID, you would be over here. Or
I don't have COVID. Potential. I was in the thing with 70,000, and apparently there's a new Omicron.
Oh, is it Omicron? I wasn't around too many people, and the hotel wasn't a huge busy season. When we were up there in Monterey,
well, I'm just. A ton of people. They're saying that this new. Well, you know what. I don't want to disseminate information about what's going on.
How about we not do that?
But follow some people like Ask the NP and some medical professionals, Dr. Darian, people like that will give you the information you need.
Or Dr. Downey.
Dr. Downey. Hey, this is Denise down in Dallas. Yeah, I'm talking to my friend Danny from Denton, and he wants to come to talk to Dr. Downey here in Dallas.
Dr. Downey's daughter. At a party at Dr. Downey's house. Those fucking mouth breather twins.
Boy.
God, I never want to see them again.
That did take me back. Remember we were just sitting in your apartment in the hot afternoon sun with the windows open, just praying for it to get cool and just getting drunk doing podcasts?
Yeah, that was, I think that was when, y'all, you could probably go back to TBT time and find some real, I shouldn't
it's still
say
on
that.
There.
Anyone who wants to cancel us can probably find some really good stuff.
Yeah, there's,
That was when I think both of us were a lot less guarded about what we said.
Yeah, we just kind of talked because nobody was listening.
Nobody.
Some of you were, absolutely, and we not. Appreciate you. We love our OG sissies. Join the sissy squad, y'all. We have fun in there.
This episode is kind of like, I think we're right in the middle of the season because it's episode 6.
Were you not even just... There were several storylines where I just felt like the jumps were too much and I was confused with what was happening in the plot.
This is a story that does not, or this is a franchise, this part of the franchise, I should say, is they skip over some stuff and just assume, like almost like a documentary, they don't belabor anything.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, they just quickly go through some things. I think they're sometimes okay with plot holes. Like Katie and Alejandro, I think this might have been fraudacity.
This was so confusing to me. They can't get married.
But he called a lawyer and the paperwork's fine.
So they just go to some guy's house, not even an office, and that works better than the whole, than the government office. It was just really confusing.
They're having a little party and all of a sudden, her mom and Hannah, her friend, become total Karens. I wonder what the British version of Karen is.
I'll look it up. British version of Karen. Let's see if they have it.
What's a British version?
Oh, there literally is a Reddit about that. What's this British? Someone got very upset and said, Karen is a British name. We invented Karen.
Wow.
There's a lot of Linda or Claire.
Claire.
I feel like poor
British Claire's just started crying. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, someone said maybe a Susan.
Oh, I like the name Susan.
I feel like it should be Camilla.
Camillas.
Sorry, I just finished The Crown. So
anyway,
it's so good. I'm ready for the next season.
They go complete full Camilla and saying, we don't know these people. The luggage is going to the house and who knows? We don't know if they're going to take our valuables. Again.
Where's the luggage going? I'm confused.
His parents' house.
But they have a problem that it's going to his parents?
We're supposed to believe these people in their 60s, 70, who have just saint sculptures everywhere and icons, mm-hmm. are going to pawn their valuables.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who don't leave the country. These are people who are, these are your ignorant mouth breathers from
if
the middle.
If this is true, this is incredibly rude.
It's incredibly rude. Yeah.
Yeah. And really fucking, I don't know what that would be, xenophobic?
They're literally worried about their valuables. Yeah. Yeah. Just ignorance. And
that's why you don't bring your valuables on trip. Or if you do, you stick them up your butt.
Exactly. It works for everything, really. Alejandro, of course, is really offended.
He's, yeah.
Who wouldn't be? But you know what? It's wedding day. And the Katie's mom and Hannah are still angry at her butt. And we find out that Alejandro's auntie is doing her makeup. And she's like, my face feels like I can't move it. Now, I'm going to cede this to you to talk about the wedding makeup.
I'm going to say a sentence. And sissies, I want you to listen to me. And this goes about for, I think, everyone on the planet. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe you're a bride and you're having your wedding on New Year's Eve, a night wedding on the Chrysler Building. Unless you're that person, no one should put silvery eyeshadow on their eyes for their wedding.
It was bad.
Also, now it probably, this color is probably also too, I'm just assuming this auntie doesn't probably do a lot of makeup on fair-skinned women.
On fair-skinned women like Katie.
And maybe this would look better if someone with a person of color.
Or just darker skin,
Maybe if you had like really dark skin, you could do a silver actually, but you got to be careful because it looks matchy-matchy to the dress and it doesn't really bring out the eyes. It just looks like you're matching your dress. It's much better to go with the neutral palette on your wedding day.
Giving extra from Zorba the Greek.
Yes.
It was very dark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Katie had been in Athens.
Yeah.
For about a whole season. The bronzer was not highlighting the right ways. It was just giving her an orange face.
It wasn't good. It was not good. And I'm glad she stood up.
I can't move it.
I can't move my face. I'm glad she said that she wanted to change it because that's a hard thing sometimes to say. Yeah. So she gets to change it. Alejandro looks beautiful.
In his little traditional costume.
You wanted to do something dirty to him in that, didn't you?
A little bit. I'm going to take that hat off, and I'd wear it while I rode him.
You just dance around that hat naked.
Dun, dun,
just
dun, 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 dun. Slap, slap. Dun, 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 wow. Dun, 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 dun. Slap, slap. But he'd be hitting me in the face with his penis.
You just got back from vacation of getting banged.
It never goes away.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's really, there's not too much that happens with them.
I do like to say that you can tell the Brits at this wedding because they're wearing fascinators and hats.
As we all should be, if you ask me.
Yeah. And Nan is saying, you look lovely, Alejandro.
I hate that Katie's like, I'm worried about just looking like a big fat bride. And so she's having a lot of self-conscious. She looked beautiful. The dress
and
was
pretty. Mom on the way there in the car is saying, are you sure this is what you want? It's not too late to change your mind.
Is it?
What do you think of these last minute, especially from a mom?
It's too late to change your mind, honey. It's actually too late.
I'm going to say this.
I disagree.
And this is going to be.
They went to a country.
This is important. And maybe this is elevated for storytelling. It is too late to change your mind. There are so many people who paid money.
Yeah.
And at least you can go. You can show up, have the ceremony. Or walk out, but at least the people saw something. If you don't go to the wedding, that's not good.
At least, you know.
Say I don't.
Yeah.
Love is blind style.
Pull a love is blind. Because at least you're giving them a show.
Because I would at least go there and have someone who I had already communicated with who's
it
going
would
to
be
save me.
Me, you would make me do it.
Maybe, but I'm saying my intended, who would already be seeing on the side, who besides otherwise the guy who I was marrying, and he would like graduate style, poodle, and I would go, I knew it was you, and then we go to, we instead of getting on the bus, we would just go to his car and fuck, in a white wedding dress.
And you show up in the reception and go, what'd I miss? I'm here for cake.
By the way, I'm taking the cake.
That's all I have for them. They're kind of leave it up in the air. Will she going to back out or won't she? I think they are going to get married.
I think so too.
Let's talk about Shan and Mert.
Was that the next couple? I guess so.
Oh, wait. No, I might have written it down wrong. I think it actually is Rebecca and Christian. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. New couple alert. New couple alert.
New couple alert. Smoke show alert.
Ooh.
Christian from Argentina. Rebecca, 27, from Chesterfield. Christian, 29, from Argentina. And he is hot.
Fuck my pink ass Argentina. The truth is
I'll swallow you whole.
Yes.
All in my insides.
You rearranged them. You kept your promise.
You didn't keep your distance because it's still in me. Holy fuck.
Y'all, that Yikes. Is a lesser known gay musical, not about Evita, but about who, Poodle?
Evita. Aveda.
It's how they got the skincare line, started by just big old gay man. Huge Argentinian dick. Huge.
Oh my God.
Some of the best in the world.
I agree. It is South America's Dick Riviera for sure.
Oh.
Rebecca is a telecom industry professional by day and belly dancer by night. It gives her confidence, she says.
She's beautiful.
She is. She was unlucky in love until Christian, and she met him on a cruise with her grandparents. He was working in the gift shop, and he gave her his penis as a gift.
I don't know about that.
She just wrapped it up.
But she did tell her friends she bought a lot of Toblerone in that gift shop. Now
she gave him that triangular, that pyramid package.
Whoop, whoop. I think Rebecca's grandma's a dick pig because she's one that kind of got Rebecca to date. Y'all, he's like, Christian is kind of like somebody else we know. Hi, everybody. I'm here. It's Juan Hanks. I know. Sounds just like Tom Hanks. I swear to God, it's not. I'm on a cruise ship.
He is nothing like Juan Hanks. Maybe just because they both work.
Well, they both have the same type of job. They're nothing alike.
Because they're not. Because Christian's like Latin lover kind of Lothario. Like he even says, "I'm a 9 on a scale from 1 to 10." Y'all,
he's a fuckboy.
He is a fuckboy. If someone says they're a 9, Jesus.
I respected him when I said, because I thought, I don't know what I would have to, I would have to be Chris Hemsworth to say I'm a 9. And even then I probably would say 7.
I know.
That we have the crippling self-doubt. I could never call myself a 9.
I don't think anyone can. I don't think anyone can. Maybe we all should be able to, but that's someone should call you a 9. I don't think that's could be self-imposed. I don't think anything above 7 could be self-imposed, honestly. And maybe that's sad.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I agree with you.
I don't think
I could ever do like more than 5.
You could go to 6 on a good day when you cut your hair.
Wow.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
And you get that sty cleared up. Now they got a jaw, especially.
Wow.
You're batting in a whole different league. We get those ears pinned, we're gonna be moving through there.
Can't wait for you to look at my adult braces every single day. Caitlin and I were social media. We're talking. I don't know if you saw on Slack. I'm
you
talking about.
Ever be socially unacceptable.
I will. I'm getting excited about the different colors of rubber bands I can put around them during the seasons, like orange and black for Halloween.
Yeah.
Christmas, I'm going to do red and green.
Well, great. How about you
for pastels? That was Caitlin's idea.
Maybe you should just never leave your house again. Because, wow.
Oh, we're gonna. Once I get those braces, you're gonna make everything's gonna be in person all the time.
I swear to God, if you spit on me, I should just wear a face shield the whole time.
Well, don't act like you don't have a splatter guard in your bedroom.
Well, that's just practical. Sometimes you got to lay down the Dexter kill room plastic. Sometimes, y'all, they're big shooters. You never know. I've already told y'all, get an incontinent dog blanket. Changes your life.
We need to move on. That is available on Amazon if any of you are interested.
I really should be a spokesperson.
You really should.
He loves the single life, y'all, Christian. He's a party guy, loves blondes with blue eyes. As stereotype, stereotype, stereotype. He even says, if I stay here, I'll be a teen forever.
So I need to grow up. I mean, we've had already, Rebecca went and ate with her friends and she's telling them all about this. That she's tells her friend she's only seen him for a total of 11 days. Now look, they have a 6 month fiance visa in the UK, not 90 days. So she does have, that's a long time. She does have
it's
6 months to decide to get married because he is coming over on a 6 month visa. What's he going to do? He doesn't know. He knows for sure he's going to work out. Y'all, the guy's giving me Jay from Jay and Ashley vibes.
Yeah. This guy, I don't know enough about him.
Wow, you will say anything for someone you think that you would fuck. You would make an excuse for him.
Well, we don't know him. But no, I agree with you. He shows him his friend Mateo. He's like, oh, look, here's what she looks like. He's like, oh, she's your type, blonde and blue eyes. He's like, can you believe it? I'm going to get married. I mean, with this chick, the guy's like, no.
He looks, he's basically, you can tell he's saying everything, but she looks like the many, 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 many women you've dicked down in the past.
He says, I have to force myself to listen to the little angel on my shoulder, but I listen to the other one for sure. I hear that, buddy, because you know the little guy, the devil one, knows how to fuck better than the angel.
Y'all, remember, this is coming... Remember that this is all coming from, you know how Poodle talks about it's always great to fuck crazy because crazy fucks good. Y'all.
They Poodle, make great fuck buddies, but not boyfriends.
Poodle is the crazy person in his relationship. So I just, if you know that that's where it's coming from, it's coming from the
two devils.
Yeah. It's coming from the crazy horse's mouth.
One's like, I'm here. You're going to do that. And the other goes, I think you should do it too. And one's like, wait, where's the angel? Ain't none here.
Angel's in a devil bukkake and she's covered in semen and can't talk.
Serves her right. She's like, my family has concerns. She sees her uncle and I guess his wife or his partner. And because her father
partner
has not been supportive. And so she's like, this is the interesting thing.
Surprisingly not support, and her sister. And then what happened? What did we find out?
Well, in the previous marriage, she moved to Turkey in her 20s to do belly dancing professionally. 3 days after the wedding, I don't know if she went to work at a belly dancing firm.
Was she
a general contractor?
Maybe, yeah.
Does seem someone who works who might know Turkish sissies or women in the UK who have done this. I want to know: is this a contracted job, or did she just move there and got a job? It did seem strange.
Maybe it was like at a turkey like Disneyland or Six Flags or something like that. I don't know. You know, maybe like a theme park.
And the, I'm getting you. And then she married this man 3 or 4 days. Days. Not months. Days.
1, 2, 3, 4 days.
Not weeks.
Not even a week.
3 to 4 days after the wedding, things went south. The husband says, I don't want to be with you anymore. So no wonder this woman is probably, this seems like she's still carrying this. Methinks she may be carrying this around.
Methinks.
He arrives in 24 hours. She hasn't heard from him in a few days, which I always think this franchise is really bad at blueballing us, and things don't seem when she's heard from him. It does seem like that.
You let somebody know you got on your plane. I don't buy it.
I totally agree with you. That's all I've got.
Shall we talk about
Rob an asshole?
Rob an asshole. Woo.
I've gotten some DMs still about this. I think people think that I like this woman.
Oh, really? That was not Not.
I just consider her awful. And I did say in some places that I feel like the daughter and I feel like I felt like the daughter was being a little bit of a brat sometimes with mm-hmm. that. And I think I would be too. But asshole is playing her game pretty well.
Yeah.
But people's like, why do you like her? I'm like, I don't. I think she's hysterically funny because she's so cold and awful.
I'm telling you, I think as long as she has those blue contacts in, it keeps all of her emotion at bay.
Yeah.
Well, either that or it keeps lasers from shooting out of her eyes like yeah. Gambit, and she would just kill people.
So we're having lunch with Arwen because he was arguing with Asel last night. And she's like, so what do you think of her? And
she gets quite grumpy.
The real villain in this story is Rob for not establishing a boundary for either his daughter or his intended wife.
Yeah.
And he kind of part of me thinks he likes to see them bicker. Because he doesn't really go, or maybe he's so afraid to say anything.
I think what we're seeing and we're not really getting, either Robert wasn't involved in Arwen's life a lot in the past,
or
the divorce was really bad and they made some things really bad between Robert and his daughter. Because I think the things that asshole says of when she's saying like, she never talks to you or contacts you. I think there's probably some
truth that. That,
whether it's the mother keeping her from her. But again, that's none of Asel's business. She doesn't need to. That's none of her fucking business. And it doesn't matter because Rob's a parent. He's the one that always should be reaching out and like contact. It's not a kid's job to contact him. So I'm not saying I agree with her, but I'm saying she's taking these not grains of truth, but these grains of insecurities that Rob has about his daughter, and she's using them against him, and it's fucking sick.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
it's fantastic to watch.
It's fantastic to watch, but it's so, like, she'll say it, and I'm just like, I can't believe you just said that to him. And Robert just kind of goes, well, yeah, well, okay, well, maybe we'll just see. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude?
What do you think if when Arwen asked, he's like, what if I told you she was pregnant? She's like, shit. And, but what do you think when she said, would you continue to be in a relationship with her if she didn't like me? And he said, I'd have to think about it.
That was.
What? That's when, if I was the daughter, I think I would go, okay.
Okay. This is the reason why I don't reach out to you a lot.
Okay, I now know that I can't really count on you for unconditional love if
that
she
part.
Says you don't like me.
Yeah.
And I that's when I would just go, then the Arwen should say, I can't really depend on my dad.
Which you is know, which a really happens. Hard thing for a 16-year-old to admit, but it's,
Do you hear her say, did you... Does she love you as much as you love her? And he's like, well, I think she cares about me.
I wrote, if you can't answer, y'all, if you have to pause to think if someone you're in a relationship loves you, not exact, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, but they don't love you with at least the general same intensity that you do or forethought, there's no reason you need to be with that person.
I want to backtrack on something that I said a while back when I had a problem with Arwen trying to say, you know what, if she's here, I probably won't come up as much often. I think now she was completely right in trying to set that.
Exactly. Cause she knows her dad won't protect her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, and so, cause I thought that might've been her trying to kind of bend her dad to her will. I don't think that anymore. I think that she knows her dad is going to fail her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and that's why she's already trying to set this up.
Yeah,
and she's like, but the worst thing about this is the bride on the front seat of the car. This is like me and my brother. Dibs.
Oh, I bet you drove your mother crazy.
Well, no, I got car sick, so I almost always sat in the front of the car.
Probably. Oh my God,
I was car sick, so
oh sure. Did you,
brother Poodle? You know Jay Bird. He gets sick. He has to ride up here.
Did you actually throw up in the car one time?
No. I don't think I ever threw up from being motion sick.
So what was the evidence that you were actually sick?
Because I said so, and I was. I get motion sick.
Okay, well.
What should I say? What's the evidence that your father had cancer? Again, I still never saw a death certificate.
Fair. Dad, be quiet. Get in the corner.
Exactly. So
I also think just looking at Robert, I'm not saying he can't be happy and be successful, but kind of looking at Robert's life, like the car he drives, I think Robert's a big fucking kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and, I think he treats his daughter like a friend. And he doesn't really know how to be.
And he wants asshole to boss him around a little bit. It's just at this point, this thing with his daughter, he's like, this has to get resolved. Although I do feel like if you're a 16-year-old girl and my dad's dating someone, that other person gets to ride in the front seat.
I'm not going to, you know what? I don't understand seat dynamics between parents and children. I think asshole definitely thinks she's like the elders ride in the front. But I liked it when the Grand's house, his mother.
Oh, we understand why he likes it.
And y'all, she walks in and she's, y'all, this is some chutzpah on this bitch. Oh. She walks in and she's like, Robert, are you going to eat in your clothes, your traveling clothes? And she's like, is it not bad manners to wear a hat in your home? And the Grand's like, yeah, pretty much. She's right. But I liked it.
Went to the Navy.
Y'all, Gran has basically done this to Robert his whole life.
His whole life.
He's just picking out another mom.
Exactly.
And y'all, but however, Gran says, well, do you have plans to move to Scotland? I'm Glasgow born and bred here. And he's like, well, there are more jobs in Edinburgh for me. What? But you work online.
She's like, but you work online. And then Asshole's like, yeah, I think that will be better. It's not that much different to live over there. And she goes, oh, but it is different, lassie.
Much more expensive.
Because I'm here. Literally, she full on says the inside part out loud. She's like, it's different, bitch, because I'm not there.
I'm the most important woman
in his
life. I need
him to love me more than anyone. Yeah,
I think we got a lot of information here.
Robert is just being cuckolded by women, just passed around.
I guarantee you the ex-wife is like that too.
100%.
Yeah. Get them in a room and it's a Chekhov play.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, this is, I liked it when Asshole says, I have plans to get a good salary. And the mom's like, well, doesn't everyone?
That's what we all.
God, I loved this.
Anyway, it's good.
And y'all, afterwards, she's like, did you enjoy having Arwen stay here?
And this is Robert and Asshole having a dinner by themselves, like, the night before she leaves.
To be honest, not very much. When Arwen comes or you go to your mother's, you become very overconfident. You become all feeling yourself, because you know I will not make drama to oppose your daughter or your mother. Y'all, like, this.
And then she says, I feel like I'm forgotten.
This is giving major Poodleskaya vibes.
That's what I wrote. This is definitely a page from Poodleskaya's playbook.
However, don't give away your game of you become overconfident. No, don't tell him that. But and then she starts talking about Arwen. She ignores you for weeks. When she needs something, she contacts you. And then she's like, she asked you for a car. And he gets pissed. He's like, How do you know that? She's like, well, she was messaging you, and I saw my name in Messenger, and I could not stop myself. She was criticizing me.
Poodle Oglesky would never admit that.
This is against the Poodleskaya rule book. Because also, you destroy phone when you walk in.
When you walk in, yes. You also say, I have a phone. And he said, how do you know that? And you say, I don't know. Just a womanly feeling.
Exactly.
That's what you say.
And you make him admit it.
Yeah.
And also, Olga Poodleskaya rule number 4, which is really the first rule, never admit wrongdoing.
That's the first 4 rules.
And deny. That's the first 3. But he said, can you imagine if I did that to you? Read something, and he's like, if
she just blinked at him when he said it. Blink, blink.
Boy, the ice water in this woman's veins. She's like, but if we're going to have a life together, she's going to have to be a part of her life, asshole. Well, I'd like to tell you, do not be rash with your proposal. Well, it's not happening now anyway.
Fine. I don't want that. We need time. So she's playing that game of, I don't want to get married. And then he tries to say, well, I don't want to get married either. And she's like, fine. She's like, I'm not that excited anyway. Or she doesn't say that, but that's how she acts.
Bye, stinky dog.
Yes, bye, stinky dog. So I wrote, is it sensible? They both said they're waiting to give it time to get married. Or is
Here's my 2 cents on all of this. The daughter will become more and more distant because Robert will not do anything about it, because it's his job to handle this, not Arwen's, not Assel's.
No, it's his job.
It's his job to say, okay, here's the way things are going to work here. You're going to respect my daughter, or this is the woman I've chosen to be with, Arwen. This is going to have conditions. You're going to treat her with respect. You're going to treat my daughter with respect, like she's a 16-year-old person, and you're going to treat her like a human being.
Yeah.
And but he will never do that, because he'll never try to speak truth to any woman, because even the daughter bosses him around.
Yeah.
So it's never going to happen, y'all. It's going to get worse and worse until Asshole moves over and doesn't have contact with Arwen anymore. That sounds horrible, but that's probably
what it feels like. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's my theory.
That's the show.
No, Shane and Mert.
Oh, Shane and Mert. Oh, God.
Boy, someone's real.
I put him in the wrong order.
Someone went to Taylor Swift and just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
I was a little just... Tay-Tay was so moving when she sang, and it really just felt like she was sitting right beside me.
Yeah, I'm glad you discovered her.
Oh, it was...
Yeah.
I mean...
Just a little later than everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, the feeling that came when they actually brought the Evermore house brought it on the stage. It was beautiful.
Piece by piece by piece. By piece.
They kind of did, actually. They kind of brought the house.
Shut up.
She sang in the house.
Shut up. No, no.
In a little peasant dress. It was kind of glorious.
Y'all, we said this on the toe. I'm a big Swiftie. Most of you know that. And I've been a fan for more than you have, but that's all right.
I feel like you should, you still got a couple of days. I feel like you should still try to go. Maybe you can get a ticket last minute that's not a jillion dollars. That's just cheap.
I've been trying. I think I'm just going to go to a different city. She announced those New Orleans dates.
She had some extra dates?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm. I'm going to just try it. Who knows?
Oh, New York or New Orleans. Have a feeling you're going to go there by yourself and maybe check out some old flames down in Baton Rouge, are you?
Shannon Mert. This is after the kind of birthday incident, and he told her not to drink.
Yeah.
And Shane's mom says his behavior, which is Mert's behavior, borders on obsession. And y'all, she's just going to go to Turkey to sort things out.
She is.
I don't know if this is a good precedent to set.
I thought about that. Speak to that. Because one part of me went, okay, you're trying to figure this out, but it seems very, I think she's compromising a lot of her own boundaries.
It seems like you're going to go, if your issue is this gulf between what he expects, I guarantee you she's going to be in his presence and she will acquiesce so much.
Well, she is on his turf.
I know. And, anyway, she's in Turkey and she's like, I don't think you really know how much you ruined my birthday. Again, it does sound, when people talk about you ruined my birthday, all I can think of is, what is that? What is the, somebody told me a story about,
oh, is it like that?
My birthday was ruined.
Oh, like when Taylor Swift had her 21st birthday and I turned out Jake Gyllenhaal didn't show up and she stayed crying in the bathroom the whole time. Did you know that? Yeah. I just found that out.
Yeah, everyone knew that.
Really?
Everyone knew that.
Yeah. I didn't see it in the news.
The seagull that's half dead outside knew that.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. No, everyone knew that. Everyone knew that.
And she dated Loki, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston. Yeah.
He's a lot older than her.
Yeah. She's been through him.
Wow.
Been through him. Yeah. Yeah.
I just think they need to put this in the papers more or talk about it.
Yeah, I do wish modern pop culture covered her relationships more.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, well.
So what if you could get a job that needed you to have some kind of connection to pop culture or gossip? What about that?
I don't know if I'd enjoy that. Back to Shane and Mert.
Anyway, so she's still talking about her birthday.
This is worrisome with her flying out.
Yeah. And she's like, and she even says, careful your voice. And she's like, fuck my voice. I'm stressed out.
Yeah, she's out there having lunch with him or dinner with him.
Now, what do you think when she says, when he says, when you have alcohol, this Shane becomes a different Shane?
We haven't seen enough of her. I can't speak to that. Is she an alcoholic or dealing or have a problem with alcohol? Maybe, but.
I think we don't
see her behavior do that.
I think what happens is she gets a lot more careless and less deferential to him.
That's what I think. It's probably more that than I think she becomes more, but deferential to him.
He does is unfortunate. She never catches herself, but he says, I can say what I want to and drink when I want to because I'm a man. And she says, and he follows it up really quickly with, I'm sorry I missed your birthday and I'm sorry I hurt you. And then he gives her a gift. And y'all, all is forgiven, and that's kind of sad. That
kind of
that it happens, that sweeps under the rug so fast. I mean,
they didn't make any decision about him not being jealous. Like, there was no responsibility for his behavior.
Yep,
taken by him.
So then we're gonna go see his parents.
His
and
parents
she's
are adorable.
Her face.
She's shaving her face because she's worried the parents are going to touch her face and feel her stubble. And I went, oh my God, that's horrible.
I am so nervous during this.
I am too.
Like, you could not have put a 10-penny nail in my ass. Not that I tried.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is the way he wants to handle things. And she keeps saying, I've never had to do this in England. People know me as me. And she shows up and she's almost speaking a little Turkish. She's speaking Turkish.
She gives great meet the parents. Great meet the parents. Although they all keep commenting on how tall she is and she's a little unnerved by that.
And then it's like, do you know how to cook Turkish food? So then it's just like, she's a normal daughter-in-law. She's cooking. And the family's like, she's a cheerful girl. She's a very nice, cheerful girl.
They even eat their food. He goes, bless your hands. You're a good cook.
Now, how realistic is this?
Well, Shane says, I feel like we owe them honesty. It's going to come out. I think that'll probably be the plot line of the rest of the season. Either they're going to fight about it or she's going to push that he tells them.
How realistic is this? And like, when does it stop being the plot of The Birdcage?
Oh. Is there a servant with no shoes?
And I say that not as to say that The Birdcage is a trans person, but like, it starts to feel like we're fooling, like how well can this person fool someone? And it starts to feel like, I feel for Shane, but does Mert plan on like not seeing his parents ever and just hoping that he sees his parents see his new wife once or twice and they're never going to have kids? And I just don't know if there's been any plan, and I don't think, and Mert doesn't seem to have a problem with it, and Shane unfortunately doesn't seem to have a problem with it either.
No.
Yeah.
Shane
can only go on for so long.
Actually, that's not true. Shane does seem to have more of a problem. She does have a problem with it. She's just going to. Actually, I disagree. Yeah. I'm going to walk that back. He doesn't have a problem with it. She does. And yet, it's another thing if you look at it this way. Think about, she's compromised herself this entire relationship. And Kip said, well, okay, well, normally I'd want somebody to know me, everybody, but for you, I'll do this.
That's really
what this is about.
It tweaks something in me to watch it. And I'm like, well, this is not my problem. If she's fine with it, great. But I just want to...
It's gross to watch someone not be themselves. That's a trigger for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just wonder how it's going to play out.
Not that we speak from experience, but we do. Not well. Not well.
That's the show.
That is the show. That's it.
Loud.
Nanda.UK, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We appreciate
you. That's life. That's what it is.
I'm going to have to find Christian's Instagram. Oof. All right, everybody.
You can follow him on The Reality Gaze. Remember, you can do that. Not just random fitness models.
I did accidentally follow a couple of Schnauzer accounts from our thing, and then I can't find them to unsubscribe. I'm sorry. They're really cute, though. They're puppies.
I don't want to see puppies.
That's a show, everybody. You can go to realitygaze.com. Be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Need to feel evil all the way through.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love? We're just, what do we say? Lads and lassies.
Something like that.
Across the pond looking for some dick. Aren't we, Poodle?
Yes. And if you have ever wished that someone would, you're going to your grand's house and they scream at you, well, don't you want to take off your traveling clothes? And you want to scream back, are those traveling clothes you're wearing? Never, that's the Sound of Music joke. Never mind.
Wow,
that was a bad one. Sorry.
That was... Y'all, just call us.
Fine.